had a little bit of a reprieve on Saturday. We saw some sunshine, which a few of us thought, well, what is that big yellow thing in the sky? But sitting at the desk looking out today, there's definitely no sign of sun or blue sky. It's just rain, absolute rain. It's only light at the moment, but the last couple of days it's just been torrential. Where I live in Port, we're pretty lucky. We're high up, but there I've got friends that have been over. They live in Wauchope. They've had their houses inundated. They've had rock slides into their pools. It's been absolutely phenomenal with road closures, and I've just got no words for it, really.
Wauchope being about a half hour west of Port Macquarie along the Oxley Highway, which is about 4 hours north of Sydney. You're telling me about some of the livestock issues that have been happening. We won't get into the gory details, but some of the, you'd almost laugh at it if it wasn't so serious, situations.
That's pretty much it. I've got friends that haven't been able to get back to their livestock. They live in Telly Point, which is about 15 minutes north of Port Macquarie. They were evacuated by boat on, when was it, Friday night, I think it was, and they haven't been able to get back to their livestock, but there are cows and sheep coming down the river. There have been some cows getting out of the river in the canals out the back of the shops. Now, when we talk about the properties in the canals, their backyard is basically fake grass, and there's a cow standing on their backyard. We've got, you know, cows that are stuck in areas that no one can reach because it's the only bit of land that's high enough for them to stand on without being in the floodwater.
And these properties on the canal, they have boat ramps as well leading straight in, don't they?
They do. So some of them have, well, some of them did have pontoons attached to their backyards and stuff, but we've seen plenty of notices on our local Facebook pages about pontoons floating away. There was one image of a seaplane that had somehow come detached from its moorings and was down a couple of kilometres from where it was supposed to be. So it's certainly been an interesting couple of days, to say the least.
So certainly we can understand how that might work, given so many of the pontoons and boat landings are in the marina at Port Lincoln. Just imagine those being washed away. And your partner, Chris, had to make a little bit of a dash for training exercises, I understand. And what was supposed to be a 4 hour drive turned into 10, was it?
It's between a 6 and a 7 hour drive generally from Port to, he had to go to Dubbo, which is Western New South Wales. And, yeah, it turned into pretty much a 10 and a half hour drive, I think. Instead of being able to go down straight down the highway to Newcastle and across, he had to go about 3 hours north of where we are to Grafton and then work his way across and then back down south. So it definitely added a couple of hundred Ks and a couple of hours to the trip for him.
So it would be the equivalent of if we actually had a bridge direct from the EP right through to Adelaide, if that bridge was taken out and you'd have to go the current route, which would add about 4 hours to the trip as well.
Yeah, pretty much. So it's, it's a decent drive. And the other issue in regards to that, he was very lucky because up north, the way he did go through Grafton, actually copped another 150 mil of rain yesterday, I believe. So there's been another couple of roads cut off again in the last 12 hours because of the rain they've had. And as it is, the areas around Western New South Wales, Dubbo, Lightning Ridge, they're all due for 100, 150 mil over the next day or two as well. So it's a lot of roads out there have already been shut from rain that we've been getting over the last couple of months, but the rain that they're getting over the next day or two could potentially close even more roads because, yeah, a lot of it is just red dirt out there, and it's just the whole state seems to be in a deluge at the moment.
We'll try and keep an eye on things, and if things do continue on this way, I'm sure that I'll be able to get you back on for another chat, and just make sure that you keep nice and dry and safe, my little Elsa Emma impersonator.
I definitely will. She's certainly going stir crazy not being able to get outside at the moment, but yeah, certainly having a bit of fun doing some indoor stuff at the moment.
And I'm referring to my niece Ellie when I say my little Emma and Elsa impersonator. Thank you, Lauren. And well, if we need to, we'll have a chat again soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.